One day, Joe, Bob, and Dave were hiking in a wilderness area when they came upon a large, raging, violent river. They needed to get to the other side, but had no idea how to do so. Joe prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength to cross this river." Poof! God gave him big arms and strong legs, and he was able to swim across the river in about 2 hours, although he almost drowned a couple of times. Seeing this, Dave prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength and the tools to cross this river." Poof! God gave him a rowboat, and he was able to row across the river in about an hour, after almost capsizing the boat a couple of times. Bob had seen how this worked out for the other two, so he also prayed to God, saying, "Please, God, give me the strength and the tools and the intelligence to cross this river." Poof! God turned him into a woman. She looked at the map, hiked upstream a couple of hundred yards, then walked across the bridge. He missed it. Just because this joke implies that women are smarter than men, that simply is not true. Though a case may be made that women are more likely to look at a map than a man, but even if that is the case, it's also more likely that the man will actually know what he's seeing on the map once the woman convinces him to look at it. And there's certainly no endorsement of transgenderism here either. For us, the real meaning of this humorous story is that God faithfully answered everyone's prayers and freely gave the strength to accomplish whatever needed to be done, namely, in this case, to cross the river. But the real difference and salient point to be understood here is the issue of the map. It seems apparent that all three men had access to the map, but only one actually looked at it, which then means that both Joe and Dave neglected to use the most important tool they already possessed, the map. But such Joes and Daves are hardly alone in this world. Without dispassionately considering all their options, they both determined that what they needed to cross this wild river was physical strength. Wisely, they each prayed to God to give them more of it, and God gave it, and both succeeded in getting across the river. But as Bob's prayer for intelligence revealed, they actually didn't need any additional strength at all. They already had everything they needed to easily get across the river without even breaking a sweat, for they each had access to the map. But only Bob used it. In my metaphor, the map represents the GPS to life. And what is the real guidebook to life? The Holy Bible. I say holy deliberately because our modern society has lost almost all respect for the Bible, that it's not a holy book at all, just a dusty old book of fables, not only not worth reading anymore, but actually should be banned because it was supposedly responsible for the genocide of numerous native peoples as the racist white societies of Europe spread like a cancer across the world. What ignorance. But their disdain for the Holy Bible is in one sense perfectly reasonable when we consider where they're getting their information. Since they were never taught, even by their parents, to know God and to reverence His Word, their minds were thus never inoculated against the viruses of lies that the devil has been conjuring up in his diabolical imaginings for thousands of years. Thus, all too much of modern society has been infected with a pandemic of lies, which creates for them a completely upside-down, irrational world in which to live. So for them, everything that the Holy Bible tells us is good is for them bad. And everything the Holy Bible warns us is bad is for them good. All according to Satan's plan. Seen from this viewpoint, all of it is perfectly understandable. The need, therefore, is to get people healed of this widely spreading deadly pathogen of the lies of the devil. But we need be warned. We, too, are not totally immune to this pandemic of lies. For just as Joe and Dave looked around them and saw only the raging river that needed to be crossed, while looking right past the answer to their problem sticking out of their pockets, the map, they took their cues from the world around them, not the map, the Bible, they already had with them. If we know the world is filled with lies, then why do we still keep listening to it, to the so-called news? Isn't it upsetting enough? Keeping up with what's going on is a duty of believers so that we may better pray for the world around us, but we need to learn how to listen to Holy Spirit's guiding so we know what really happened versus what are flat-out lies telling things that never happened at all. We already know that the world hates us. If we didn't know that, then know that our Lord Jesus has already said so thousands of years ago in John 15:19, 17:14, and 1 John 3:13. This is nothing new, folks. We're still in the same age that he spoke of in Mark 13:30, Matthew 24:45, and Luke 21:32. Yet our plight is nothing to get upset about. For as our Lord knew about this ahead of time, all this time he's promised to get us through all of it, not by the skin of our teeth, but victoriously and courageously. Just as Joe and Dave managed to successfully cross that river, though nearly drowning or capsizing twice in the process, they did get across, just barely. Yet Bob crossed with no sweat at all, for he read the map. Our Lord has promised us that he will always get us through whatever, just as assuredly. 1 Corinthians 1:8-9 guarantees it. He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be free from all blame on the day when our Lord Jesus Christ returns. God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. No exceptions there whatsoever. The world is telling us many things these days, or should I say, the devil is, for he is behind the mainstream media talking heads and columnists spewing forth lie after propaganda after lie that seeks to get even us, God's people, to believe those lies and live our lives as he wants us. As most of you already know, right now, the newest and most vital issue is the result of this month's presidential election. If you only listen to and read the mainstream media, then you already know that this past election was one of the most secure, fair, and honest elections ever held in this country. You also know that former Vice President Biden received an unprecedented, tremendous mandate from 80 million people, repudiating everything that President Trump has accomplished. When the supposed tyrannical demolisher of democracy is soon run out of office, the country's healing under Biden can begin. If you believe all that, I'll sell you my shares in the Brooklyn Bridge, or the Stan Musial Bridge if you want something local. If that's all you know about the current election, then you haven't been listening to God. You haven't been seeking out for yourself his everlasting word in the Holy Bible. But I think most of you have been seeking God's guidance, at least some of the time. Do it more and more and more. stay plugged into Him. Tune out, turn off the world's constant bombardment of lies. Even so-called fair and balanced media, for the most part, is not Christian, not biblical, doesn't actually seek the knowledge and glory of God in their reporting. So the best they can do is just piecemeal, show a tiny part of the story without seeing the big picture from God's perspective and His inescapable will. Seek God in prayer and in His Holy Bible, and He will speak to you and guide and keep you strong to the end. Don't let your faith be shaken. Stand on, sit on, buckle your seat belts to His holy word. And then, even the most powerful hurricane, the most violent tornado, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord, swears God's word in Romans 8:39. God's word is true because He is the truth itself. He is the foundation for everything, seen and unseen. We know that the earth and everything on it and in it, including us, was created in 6 days. Doesn't matter what they taught us in school. If it doesn't agree with the Bible, it's a lie. No ifs, ands, or buts. Christopher Columbus was a godly man. America was founded as a Christian nation for the express purpose of propagating the gospel of Christ Jesus. This is the truth. And as far as we have remembered that, we have been the best nation which has promoted the most good in the wider world. We've never been perfect, but America has been basically good. Better than can be said of any other. God remembers everything. He cherishes the commitment to Him expressed in the Mayflower Compact of 400 years ago this month. And He wants to honor those provisions yet again in these United States, as some of us have just heard Franco Media say. So don't listen to the secular media. They know nothing. Instead, God laughs at them. So, laugh with God. Stay plugged into Him. Never, ever let loose your peace in God. Refute the lies you hear and proclaim the truth we know. God is not finished with us, and He will bring the victory, regardless of, and to refute gloriously the lies of the world. He has faith in you. Keep your faith in Him. Stay plugged into Him, and you will. Let us pray. Oh, we thank You, Father God, that You are God and that You are in control of everything and You have everything under control. So keep us from getting anxious and antsy and impatient and being so sinfully human as we tend to be. And we thank You, Lord Jesus, for breathing upon Your disciples and all of us Your dear Holy Spirit, that we can truly be and know the peace and the shalom of Father God, of being Your children forevermore. Help us to reflect this glory around us in Jesus' name. Amen.